Hello, everyone, and welcome to today's edition of Northeast Colorado Talks. I'm Lori Boyer. I am joined here today by Bob O'Day. He is one of the founding members of the Open Space Protection Alliance out of Boulder County. And we are going to be talking today about a pretty controversial issue going on. It's south of Longmont and outside of Boulder, outside of Erie, kind of in the rural area there, about a waste facility that is being proposed and possibly coming up. So we're going to ask Bob to tell us more about what's going on there. Tell me a little bit more about this alliance first, though.
Hi, Lori. Thanks for having me, and good morning. So there's a collection of neighbors and residents and people who are generally concerned about the environment and open space across Boulder County who have come together to form a nonprofit called the Open Space Protection Alliance. We were formed because Boulder County has perhaps one of the most harebrained ideas any of us have ever heard of, to develop on top of a conservation easement and on open space land that was purchased with dedicated sales tax dollars, a massive industrial scale composting facility, in quotes. It's a facility to which they're proposing to haul about 125 million pounds per year of animal manure, rotting food, and human sewage solids. And, you know, as I mentioned, it's a parcel of land that's only 40 acres in size, surrounded by existing ag uses and a number of residential properties that have horse facilities on them. And it's about as impactful a place as one could ever come up with to put a facility like this. It's just an absolutely crazy idea.
Have you or any of your alliance members talked to the commissioners directly? I mean, what kind of communication have you had with those who are making this decision thus far?
That's a great question, and it's a really important, you know, aspect of this entire problem. So we've tried reaching out to the county commissioners, but they've said now that the project that they're proposing is under review, they're no longer able to talk to us. But the real story here, and what's so inflammatory about this entire plan, the county has been developing this behind the scenes, we've learned, for months and years, and yet it wasn't until the first week of October that 12 residents surrounding this property got a postcard. Said, hey, you know, you're invited to a neighborhood meeting on a future potential, maybe someday project. So I happened to be at the meeting. The county was limiting it only to the 12 residents that got noticed. I was not one of them, but I went in anyhow. And at the meeting, the county positioned this project as in the earliest stages of concept. Don't worry, there's nothing to see here. We've had no decisions about this. This is just, we just want to get your first thoughts and feedback. Only 5 days later, 4 working days later, the county submitted to itself a complete 250-page special use review application to try to get this project approved on this open space land. The 250-page application was complete with all of their expert consultant reports, their technical drawings, they had their architecture team, their traffic study, everything. So it was very clear to us and to anybody who was present, the county just completely lied and tried to pull the wool over the community's eyes in pushing this thing through. Since that meeting, we have filed a number of CORA requests to try to get the underlying information about the project beyond the basics. We've spent over $4,500 to pay for access to public records. And thus far, we're still waiting. We have some of the information back. We don't have all of it. And we've got indication that other information may be being withheld. And, you know, all we're trying to do is bring attention to this matter because the impacts of this project could be profound. And the nature of it, where the county is the landowner, the developer, the applicant. It's reviewing its own application. It's going to approve its own application, and it's trying to do so on about a 90-day window, which, you know, for anybody out there who's ever done permitting on a project, you know how unusual that is. You or I, Lori, could never get that done.
What's interesting to me, too, a few things what you said in there, is right around that particular area that we're talking about, south of Longmont off of 287. What's really interesting is there's a lot of county open space. So it almost seems like it's a conflict on what the goals are for open space and then to bring in this waste composting facility.
Well, you're exactly right, and you nailed it. So there's a really insidious aspect of this where the county used dedicated funds to buy a conservation easement that's supposed to be perpetual and legally binding. They did that and then turned around a few years later and purchased the land as open space, again, with dedicated funds. And when they did that, they're claiming they merged away the conservation easement and just slid it into the open space inventory. And now, contrary to all the principles and underlying rules of open space, they're trying to develop this industrial use that's highly intensive on really significant agricultural lands. I mean, the fact is, the parcel we're talking about is 40 acres. It's bordered by the Leggett Ditch. It has two documented wetlands that overlap it. And the site is currently filled with trees. It was an old tree farm.
Sure.
That's a really spectacular piece of property. But the county is proposing to come in, cut down the trees, pave over this USDA-certified land of national significance, and build on top of it this massive compost facility, in quotes. And they're also talking about building a massive, massive tree lot where we're talking about 4 to 5 acres paved, where they're going to be receiving all of the region's emerald ash borer infected trees, and then grinding, shredding, and chipping that wood stock on this massive open pad in open air, which will make a tremendous amount of noise, dust, and chaos for all the existing neighbors. The rotting food, manure, and human sewage processing, again, this is going to be happening 2.6 miles from downtown Erie. And I think it's completely underhanded of Boulder County to stick this right on the border with Weld County and suggest that they can do it, you know, under the cloak of darkness and kind of sneak this in without any sort of public notification, public involvement, or public process that we'd normally see.
Does it have to go through some sort of Environmental Protection Agency, Army Corps of Engineers review? Do you know?
Well, this is one of the troubling aspects of this project. If you or I, or any of the listeners, were to go out and try to do a similar development on a piece of land, first of all, if it was protected by a conservation easement or if it was open space, we'd be told flat out no. However, because the county is transferring this land, you know, unilaterally from its, effectively from its open space department to its public works department for its industrial use, it is the applicant who has developed the entire plan, and then they've sent it to their own people for review, and it will go before their own planning commission for review.
Totally confident.
And then it will be, yeah, it'll be voted on by the commissioners, who are the ones who have been pushing this all along.
Is that even legal to do that?
We'll see. There's one of the things that the organization we have is working on is, you know, preparing a legal action to stop this. We're very concerned that what the county is trying to do here by abusing the public trust and abusing lands that were purchased with dedicated sales tax money and that had perpetual conservation easements on them is a threat to open space and conservation easements across the entire state of Colorado. The county's theory is largely untested legally, and it's, again, it's a double standard that can't go unchallenged. It's an absolute abuse of the public trust, and it's as egregious a step as I've ever seen a regional government take to advance their own narrow agenda against the benefit of the taxpayers who elect them.
Bob O'Day, once again, my guest here today. He's a founding member of the Open Space Protection Alliance. We're talking about this composting facility, waste facility going on up in Boulder County, south of Longmont. It's kind of in between Erie, Boulder, Longmont area in a very gorgeous rural area with lots of open space. Lots of agriculture still goes on there. As you mentioned, horse barns. I mean, there's a lot of activity that goes on there when it comes to agriculture in rural areas. Is your lawyer involved at all, and questioning the process of how this even got started, as you mentioned, with a meeting and then a few days later getting a 250-page document that obviously has been worked on, and being a little bit deceptive on how that came about, public input, like the whole process seems to me, just the whole dang process is illegal, let alone what's going on with this thing.
Yeah, we'll see if it's illegal. It certainly feels corrupt, and it certainly feels abusive of the public trust. I mean, voters take a pretty significant commitment and extend a tremendous amount of trust to elected officials when they agree to an open space tax that creates revenue for preservation of land. What Boulder County is doing here is simply saying, hey, we think we know better than you, right, and we think our new purpose and our shiny new object of this green zero waste initiative is more important than the long-term commitments we've previously made to generations to come. And it's really insidious. The other aspects of this that, are really important to understand, what the county is using to justify creating this new compost facility is they don't want to export any garbage or waste from Boulder County. They have a quote-unquote zero waste initiative. Not surprisingly, co-developed by the commissioners, the chair of the commission in Boulder County is the twin sister of the woman who runs EcoCycle in Boulder. And this has become a pet project of the two twin sisters who have been pushing this through. The problem with this is the impacts to things like traffic from this greenhouse gas reduction initiative are awful. They're proposing to bring into Boulder County this 125 million pounds a year of waste. And they're suggesting that by doing so, they'll reduce their greenhouse gas emissions from not having to truck our small amount of compost that Boulder and Longmont generate out to the existing facility in Keensburg. It's really flawed logic. Wow. I think it makes sense only to the commissioners in Boulder, frankly.
Wow. So, as you mentioned, traffic is going to be an issue. Smell, obviously, especially there's hilly areas. I mean, I grew up in that area. We lived on a hill. There's hilly areas where the wind will blow. Groundwater contamination, because there's irrigation going on over there.
There is. The Leggett Ditch flows immediately by this property. And as I mentioned, the property sits on two wetlands. And so there's a number of issues there. Composting at a small scale is actually quite effective and green and friendly. But composting on the industrial scale, like Boulder County is proposing on this, produces a tremendous amount of toxic runoff and waste. And there's, we've conducted with hydrology experts groundwater studies of the county's plan and suggest, that there's a very high likelihood that there will be runoff contamination from this site into the ditch, and that will impact the surrounding farmland. The other aspect of this is the plastics pollution. Commercial composting at the scale that the county is proposing is largely being banned and shut down across most of Europe, and it's starting to happen here in the States, too. What happens is all the mixed waste that's coming out of restaurants and out of grocery stores and elsewhere, and even from people's residential pickup of compost, is contaminated with plastics in the form of straws, plastic utensils, a lot of the cardboard cups that you get for like a cup of coffee that say they're compostable actually are coated with microplastics to keep the water, the liquid, from leaking through the cardboard cup. Over time, all those plastic components they contaminate the compost that's coming out of the facility. And the county proposes to spread that compost across county ag lands all over Boulder County. And, you know, not to mention the logistical realities of the fact that the farm infrastructure isn't there to spread that volume of solid compost across the county's ag lands. The county doesn't seem to understand that dynamic or the economics of actually running a farm. But over time, that plastic contamination through the compost ruins the soil. It does to the local soil and farmland what a lot of the water pollution in the oceans is doing there. And it's a really insidious process, and it's shocking, frankly, that Boulder County, who holds itself in such high esteem as being such a green place, would in fact push an initiative that's this polluting and this high impact for both the water, the air, and the land.
Okay. Not to mention land values around for homeowners such as yourself and my family and everyone else. That's we're going to run out of time, so I have to get us going. But I mean, there's so many other implications. One last question, if you can answer it quick, because we are almost out of time.
Sure.
So, what does your attorney say? Do you guys have a case? I mean, is this something you can fight?
This is absolutely something we can fight. We're going to fight. I would ask everybody who's out there who cares about this issue to go to our website, which is protectrainbowopenspace.org. There's information in there on the case, on all the issues, on the county's plan, and there's an opportunity to donate. This is not a cheap effort. We've expended a ton. We anticipate much more. It's not easy to fight the county on something they want to do. But this is a fight that needs to be taken for all open lands, for all ag lands, and for all conservation easements across the entire state of Colorado. So protectrainbowopenspace.org.
All right, Bob. Thank you very much for visiting with me about this. We will be doing some follow-up interviews as we continue to see what happens here. I want to thank my guest this morning, Bob O'Day, one of the founding members of the Open Space Protection Alliance, talking about an industrial-sized composting facility going on up in Boulder County in an agriculture/rural area that will have some detrimental effects. And not to mention for the people in that area, it's a larger issue in that we're all connected. And if that sets a course, if that sets precedent, what does that mean for other counties in our listening area? So things to think about there.